music.
Blog Talk Radio, Sound Health Options, January 23rd, 2011. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be one of those days, folks, nothing has worked well, including my voice. I think I got some toxicity, and I'm trying to find an antidote for it. I think this is some chemtrail thing that we'll talk about in a minute. But chemtrail phosgene's antidote is ricin. No, sarin. So which would you like to try to do an antidote with? Phosgene that's going to cause laryngitis, or sarin that's probably going to kill you? So I did not give myself an antidote with sound. I got to figure out a way around that. Hello, Richard, and how was your week?
Good, thank you. I mean, you know, it's always, I deal with a lot of technology, so it's always an adventure every week. It always amazes me. Every week it's an adventure.
So,
let alone everything going on in the cosmos is just, you know, mind-boggling.
Is anything retrograde or anything like that? Are we just, our mind just filing up today, right?
Pretty much. You know, I actually think it's just the stress on the planet. I think it's just finally kind of like a feedback loop, like we were just having problems with our audio. I think it's just that there's just so much energy and tension and stress and fear, and, you know, all the government agencies are pumping the fear because then that keeps us in line. And I just think it's energetics.
I just think there's so much going on that they're trying to hide and not share with us or give us wrong information. And we're going to talk about some of that today. We are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and the Guardian Party, the Guardians for the People Network. And one of the things that we put out today is we're going to talk about Star Trek medicine. And I think we're going to have to go that direction just to save our sanity. As you're saying, there's just so much going on. And my voice is gone, so Richard, I'm going to depend on you to carry me today. You've done it so many other times. For those people who want to join us and watch the show and watch what's going on, the little of it we're going to be able to watch today, they could join us at Sound Health, WebEx, and we've put up that link in the chat room. Richard, can you tell them how to get to chat?
Sure. You go to blogtalkradio.com/Sherry, Sharry hyphen Edwards. And then when you either log it, you can either sign as in a guest, or if you're more of a Blog Talk person, then you'll have an account and you can log in, and chat will be down there in the bottom. And I also put that information in the WebEx window because we're having some technical issues with sound, that I also put it in the WebEx window for people who want better audio feed. For me, at least, they can go to the Blog Talk connection and listen to the feed.
We're not sure we can do vocal prints today because we've got a horrible feedback on some speaker on my end, so I really don't know what's going on. But we could take calls on the radio show, and that number is 347-850-1407, if people want to call and make a comment. Today we're going to talk about some pretty important things. On this show, we try to do things about vocal profiling and give people tools about what's happening, who's lying, what's going on in the world, what we've been able to put together by databases and share with the people. And one of the ways that we share that research that we do here at the Institute is in a network called Guardians of the People Network. And Richard, you are a member of that network, are you not?
I am, and I'm very enthused about the Guardians Network. I think it's such a great way to cost-effectively learn how to take care of your health issues, or at least have the tools to work with your family and friends and neighbors to really work with people to help them figure out health issues so that we can stop even thinking and having concern about what is or is not going to happen with the boondoggle of the government with health care.
Is that the reason you joined the Guardian Network?
I probably originally joined the Guardian Network because I'm an ongoing enthusiast and researcher by nature, and I was familiar with your work to begin with, which I think is brilliant work. And then when I realized that I had the opportunity to actually have some more hands-on experience without having to go through the, what I call the really big training to become a bioacoustic research associate?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right? Well, I got it right.
That's good. It's the professional course.
Right, the professional course. That I had the opportunity to learn something, a segment. You know, let's say, for example, the post-traumatic stress syndrome course, which I think most people think of as only people coming back from war as having as a condition. And lots of people can have post-traumatic stress. Just that course alone is huge for helping people with adrenal conditions or chronic suppressed immune systems or, you know, getting rid of trauma and shock from some sort of incident. I mean, each course is a powerful tool unto itself. And it's an opportunity to learn something that you can use, you know, within that day, practically. So I think the Guardians Network is a great value and a great tool.
Have you actually done things with your friends and family?
I have. I've actually done some work with some people and had good results. I, for people who haven't heard me talk before, I got my degree as a master herbalist in the 80s and had a retail herb store and a national mail order catalog. So I've been a healthcare practitioner for a long time. And I think this is a phenomenal addition. For me, it's a phenomenal addition. And as I say, for anybody, I think it's a great addition to have to be able to see, in my instance, to give somebody a supplement, to measure their voice, give somebody a supplement, and see how it shifts their voice or shifts their print, or their readout, I guess, is a huge tool.
Now, the difference between the Guardian Network and the big professional class, we just provide information with the Guardian Network. Let's say you need copper or your copper's not working, then that printout will show you that. But we do not provide frequencies for people because most people don't know what to do with them. So that's the difference in looking at the professional class and what we call this public class. For instance, we were working with a Parkinson's guy, I think yesterday, and one of the issues was he could not produce dopamine. And one of the issues was, how do you get dopamine? Well, you can't. You have to go to the doctor and get it. But even though he was taking dopamine, he wasn't using it. And we had to back up and look at what makes dopamine. Well, GABA is a precursor, gamma butyric acid. And your body will tell you, okay, you're not using GABA, or you are using it. But one of the things you can't see or can't do is your GABA receptor is blocked. What do you do about that? You can't go to the doctor and have surgery and have it unblocked. We have to do it with frequency. So that's kind of the difference between, okay, we can identify that dopamine is your issue. We can look at the cascade of how dopamine is made. But if you've got a blocked receptor or you've got a gene activated for leukemia, those are the kinds of things that we attempt to back off and do using the frequency information. One of the issues that we're having, Richard, with the Guardian Network is people want it all. They have to have it right now. We have to give them frequencies. You know, and if they're in Montana nowhere and we don't have any practitioners near them, we can give them the information, but it's so incredibly frustrating not to be able to do anything with it. And that frustrates us as much as it does the person. We get involved with people and they say, but you said you could help, and now you can't, and you won't come here, and we can't travel, so you have to get on a plane and come to us. And, you know, I just don't know what to do about that kind of situation. We don't have enough people trained. And I withheld this information for so long because I was afraid. I was afraid of the government. I was afraid that, well, these people that are like was Brzezinski and Wakefield and these other people that they're just attacking unmercifully and attacking their personality, not attacking their work. I recently saw Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper try to talk to Andrew Wakefield. He's the doctor out of England who said that MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella shot, gives kids gastrointestinal problems. Now, he didn't say that causes autism. He said that causes allergies. And they just absolutely butchered him. When his work was first published in The Lancet, it was wonderful. And then The Lancet gave in, and I guess the public media, the false media, gave in and started butchering this guy, even though his work, it's a real short paper, his work is incredible. But what they have tried to do to him is just unmerciful. And I was afraid. I was afraid that's going to happen to me. So I withheld this for a long, long time. And then God sent me these angels that stole it from me and put it out there anyway. So I thought, okay, God just wants me to hurry up here and get this to the public. So that's why we started giving this out to people. But every 10 people we help, there's one that we just can't. They can't travel. We can't send somebody to them. Or if we can send somebody to them, they don't have the ability to pay even for the plane ticket. I wish, those and everybody, that I want this unlimited checking account so that we can send somebody on a plane to go see somebody when they've expended all of their funds and all their insurance through the conventional system. So now they're desperate and they don't have any funds left. And the doctors say, well, get out of my face, can't do anything more for you. Took your money. You know, we've had that happen. A doctor will call us and say, you know, they've spent all their insurance, there's nothing left, you take them. That's just mean, atrocious, horrible, and it's going to get worse with Obamacare because things are rationed. Am I just preaching here?
Well, I'll jump in as they say, somebody who had a health, store in the late 70s, early 80s for a long time, and I worked with a lot of alternative practitioners, you know, even medical doctors who were, you know, behind closed doors were trying to do alternate therapies, and, you know, they were persecuted. They were, you know, beaten up by their own peers, and, well, I mean, remember when not Andrew Weil, Jonathan Wright had
yes.
a clinic up in Bellevue, Washington, and had his doors kicked in, and men in flak jackets with armed, you know, with guns, you know, came in and seized all of his records and all of his information and all of his patient files and everything, which screwed him for years. I mean, it put him behind the eight ball for years, just catching up.
And they yet to charge him.
Yeah, yeah. They persecuted him, and they came in and, you know, bootjacked his doors open and, you know, pointed guns at receptionists and secretaries and...
Xerox repair people.
You know,
the stupid thing about that is the door opened out, and they're trying to push it in, and it wouldn't go in, and so they knocked the door down.
Right.
Wasn't locked at all, nothing.
Yeah, yep.
That's the stupidity of it. And I think they want us scared, which is why we have created this Guardian Network, which is an expressive organization that people have to sign a paper that they're not an agent, they're not a this, they're not a this. And then we can do things like give away real information. How many times have you got an email or something that says, okay, the secret's to this and this, and you go on for page after page after page, and then you got to pay for it? What we do with these things, we gave out the 8 things that people are needing to look at with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I'll give those if people need them. Then we put it out on the internet. Here is the class. Go look at it on your own time. Because people say, Sunday morning, can't do that. So not only did we do the class for people for a lot of it for free, we didn't give them the computer program because we wanted them trained, but that class is out there on the internet now, on YouTube, so people can look at the 4 major things: calcium, niacin, linoleic acid, and zinc. And we gave them the frequencies, well, we gave them the notes of those those compounds. And then we gave them the NanoVoice computer program so they could watch it and see it happen. Which one of these is in stress with your person? And if that's in stress, then this probably is. And we gave them instructions on how to use these reports on their own. And people still don't understand. Well, what's wrong with it that you want to give things away? Ah!
Yeah. And as I say, I'll pitch in for a minute about the... I really want people to understand that just because you hear the term post-traumatic stress in relationship to that program, don't put that into a category of, as I say, only war veterans. Or, you know, survivors of some really horrendous crash or something, that really stress on the system is hugely underrated in how it can be immunosuppressive, adrenal gland, you know, suppressive or stressful, and how just working on reducing the amount of stress or figuring out what you can do to help the body and it, better assimilation or what you're not assimilating from using that program is a huge amount of benefit and information. It's a really great program. A great program, and the Guardian Network is a stupendously fabulous program. And I'm not pitching because I'm pitching. I'm pitching because I really believe it's true.
I think people need it or I wouldn't be doing it. So far we've given away golf swing, and we started there because it's just easy. Muscles, nutrition, bio diet, which people really loved. Why do people have trouble losing weight? Post-traumatic stress disorder, swine flu, methylation, which is a biggie. We start everybody with that now. Why aren't you using the resources that are coming in? And as a supplement to that, we give you what's needed to run this. Like, what's going on with bio diet, norepinephrine, serotonin, and dopamine, and how do you identify those in the system? We give them two ways to check on this. If they want to go to nanovoice.org, they can download the program right there and use it and monitor. I'm going to show them how to do that for cancer in a second. Or they can actually join the network, which is our preference. I want everybody every household to be a part of that network. And if you can't do that, at least every second household, so we can help each other. Because every day something new comes out about Obamacare that is crazy. There was another little piece of it that came out, yesterday or the day before, and people are saying, well, how are we going to pay for Obamacare, this health recovery crap that they're trying to put through? They, in the bill, they put a new tax on the sale of your home, 3.8%, and all of that money is going to go to Obamacare that is being run by the IRS, which is crazy. I've had two doctors in the last week contact me about, Sherry, we want to join your expressive organization because if Obamacare goes through, we have to quit. We cannot, in good conscience, treat our patients the way they are demanding, that we give a call to an IRS office and they tell us how to treat our patient by rote. They don't allow us any observations whatsoever. We can't practice medicine that way. We want to come under your expressive organization. So I have given them the names of our attorney. They're going to set up their own expressive organization. But they have also said, if people could monitor their health before they ever come to see us, if they could look at things that are predictive, then we would have a good direction and we would not be wasting their money. So I think that's incredible. Two separate physicians. One, I would have been impressed with. But two, people are listening to this show. And people are listening to our Monday Rumor Mill news show. Because every week, what we say ends up on Fox News sometime that week. Which I think is incredible. And I'm going to turn the tables on them in a minute and talk about something I heard on Fox News. But today we wanted to talk to people about cancer. How many people do you know have cancer, Richard, or had cancer?
More than I can count on both hands and my toes.
I don't think there is anybody on the planet, well, at least in the United States, that doesn't know somebody that has had cancer or died of cancer or it's in their family. And a lot of it is from toxicity. We should do a show on toxicity. From our food supply, which the government controls now, from pollution, poisoned strawberries, poisoned spinach, poison whatever, that the FDA controls, back to government. So I have up for the people that are with us on WebEx, Brzezinski'smovie.com, and I also put that in the chat, a link to that. He is a physician in Texas that has a cancer clinic that has repeatedly cured, that word we're not allowed to say, cured cancer. And he works with incurables that have exhausted everything in the regular community. He found three compounds, and we've decoded those compounds and put them in a computer program. And I'm going to give you the notes for them today. And that computer program is going to be available on the Guardian Network. Now, we have one coming up on Valentine's Day that is the sex factors. And people who have joined us for the last two or three weeks, they know we've been talking about the biochemicals of sex and erection and desire and performance. So that computer program, The Sex Factors, is going to be available through the Guardian Network. And it's, I think, the day after Valentine's. I don't remember what day Valentine's Day is on. But we'll be doing that show right around the 14th of February. The Guardian Network will be on Sunday evening. But I don't think it's actually Valentine's Day. I think it's just around there. So if anyone's interested in that. And then the next one will be the cancer program that we're going to talk about today. Now, here's how bioacoustics works with unconventional medicine like Brzezinski. And I wish I could play one of these sound bites. I'm going to see if I can as soon as I explain what's going on here. We did studies with cancer people. We took large groups of, okay, this is a breast cancer group, this is a bowel cancer group, and we did their vocal print because that's what we do here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. We think that the voice is an expression of what is going on in the brain and in turn the neural network of the body. So we took a group of people that had breast cancer or bowel cancer. The commonality with breast cancer was ammonia. The body didn't know how to detoxify ammonia. And with bowel cancer, the commonality was threonine. And it's an amino acid, T-H-R-E-O-N-I-N-E, threonine. And it helps control the laying down of the lining of the bowel. So we knew those. But in every cancer case but one, which turned out to be not cancer at all, it was a nest of worms in his bowel. In every case but one, there was two things that showed up. Vitamin A was very high and not usable. And catalase, a blood enzyme that keeps your blood clean, was always very low. Now, vitamin A is a node of D. It's right on the border, actually, of C-sharp and D. It's a flat D or a sharp C-sharp. We equated that with vitamin A, because that's all we had to equate it to. The catalase, we equated it to the node of B, and we figured out these formulas from a proprietary piece of information that is one of the things my ears was able to decode. So we decode all of the nutrients, all of the genes, all of the toxins. We put them into a computer program, and we're able to see if people have high A and low catalase in combination. So on the NanoVoice, which is free to people, you would have the note of D very high and the note of B very low. That's the first indicator of cancer, and that will happen years before you have any symptoms show up. Now we go in and we decode Brzezinski's frequencies that the government stole from him. They tried to persecute him. They couldn't do that. Then they hired away his assistant. They put out their own version of this using the assistant's information. And now the government is offering one of the biochemicals that Brzezinski offered in his cure for cancer. What the universe did for him was to give him three more and allowed him to modify and upgrade the one that the government had. I think this information is available to everyone. It just, some people have more open channels. So now Brzezinski is ahead of them again. I think he's smart enough now that he makes his assistants sign a paper. But, you know, the government could go in and take over anyway and say, this is a matter of national security. We're taking over everything you have. I don't know how they could with his. But think of all the money that the Cancer Society collects, and they're not getting very far. So they find somebody who can cure cancer, they steal away an assistant, and they go offer the same thing. Now, here's the kicker. Two of Brzezinski's frequencies are the same or right around the note of vitamin A. The other one is the note of B. So he found these three frequencies that back off cancer, and they're proteins that the body makes, and they're same frequencies of what we found, only we correlated it to vitamin A and catalase, because at the time, that's the only thing that we had in our database. Now, the new computer program that we've just finished is about cancer tumor markers and cancer proteins. we can see what you're susceptible to years ahead of any symptoms occurring. We are going to make that available to the Guardian Network in March of this year. If you have anybody you know, any family member, anybody, you need to join this Guardian Network and get prepared to help them. Richard, how valuable is that?
It's huge. It's you know, just it makes me almost speechless, which we know is difficult. It's really, you know, amazing that that could be seen, because it's so important to have the ability to have preventive technologies, which is what I'll call this. It's huge.
Sometimes I don't know if I make myself clear. What did you understand me to say about Brzezinski, the government, and bioacoustics?
Oh, the government. What can I possibly say about the government? I'm going to spin off just for a brief moment, because I have I can't even call it a pet peeve, it pisses me off so much, that this has to do with lobbyists. And for those that haven't heard me before, I have really an issue with lobbyists. I think lobbying in our government should be made completely illegal. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any reason why tobacco is still, you know, freely sold in America today, or anywhere in the world for that matter. I was looking up some stats before the show that approximately around 450,000 Americans will die this year and every year because of smoking. 450,000 people will die in America.
Nearly half a million.
That is stunning to me that that is still allowed. I mean, you know, people are upset about gun issues, and I understand that. I mean, but I'm just saying, here's something that is completely supported by our government. Billions of dollars are made every year off of almost half a million Americans dying every year from cigarette smoking.
And they try to put out research that says smoking's okay.
They're still, it's unbelievable. It's like a Saturday Night Live routine that they still continue to this day to act as if there's nothing wrong with cigarette smoke, because it's back to my favorite bumper sticker, follow the money. It's unbelievable how much money people are making off of death. It's just disgusting.
Well, look at side effects from the medications that are totally illegal and scientifically proven. I don't believe any of their science crap anymore. I don't have any faith in the government or FDA. We have to do it ourselves.
That's why I'm such a fan. This is not a setup, people, because I want to talk about the Guardians Network again. That's why I'm such an advocate for people taking responsibility for their own health as much as possible. And I think that the Guardians Network is such a huge tool that should be in every family's, you know, tool chest for health prevention and for health issues. Because we, no matter what, as they say, it happens in the boondoggle of the government, we're going to probably end up getting screwed one side or another. So let's just take it into our own hands and work with technologies like what Sherry's amazing work comes up with, which is what the Guardians Network supplies us. It's a huge thing.
You get emails from me. Do you remember what's on the bottom of my email?
I can't pull one up fast enough to pretend I do.
That Buckminster Fuller thing.
Oh, yes.
Remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
You never
I don't remember it, but I love the quote. Every time I read it, I love the quote.
You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
And here it is, the Guardians Network. That's
what we're trying to do. Now, people think, you know, some people call up and say, $40 a month, that's too much, I can't pay that. And the next guy comes up and he says, oh, class is only $40? Well, I'll sponsor 10 people. You know, so it depends on your perspective, whether you're living on welfare or disability, or you're a doctor. So if there are people out there that can sponsor their neighbor, maybe you're not interested, but if you can sponsor your neighbor to take this and say, okay, every week now you're going to test my nutrition and my methylation, because people can go back and pick up these ones that we did before. And we also teach people how to market what's going on. Why are we doing this? Because we think it's important. Are we going to be able to continue it? I certainly hope so. But on our end, we've got to pay the tutors for people. We've got to pay for the software development. We've got to pay for the WebEx time, the bookkeeper, whatever else is going on with it. And that it costs a lot, people. And we are nonprofit, but we're not a nonprofit like the Cancer Society. We're nonprofit because we have a 501c3, which is federal nonprofit. But we're nonprofit because there's just no money here. Can we afford to do this? Absolutely not. Richard, I haven't been paid for the last year for anything that I do.
Yeah.
That's just incredible that we can keep going. Thank God I have a husband who has a decent retirement. But the company has not been able to pay me to do any of this. We're doing this as a labor of love. And we'd like the people out there to get in touch with as many people as they can and say, this is available. Write about this in your chats and your blogs. Guardians, plural, guardiansofthepeople.com. We are going to put out this cancer marker information. And cancer has been a no-no for us for a lot of years because there's so much money involved, so much politicism of this. And even though the Cancer Society has been around for decades, they're still probably no closer to knowing. No, that's wrong. They're no closer to revealing what causes cancer, because they know our food supply, our water supply, our air supply, what else is there, is a big culprit. And just this idea of aspartame and how acid and nitrogen laden, it makes your body. MSG, monosodium glutamate. Some of these things that are in food are actually causing the cancer. Deodorant, the aluminum in deodorant. I have a cousin who's battling breast cancer right now, and she quit using deodorant a long time ago. She uses a salt rock now as deodorant. But she got breast cancer. One tiny, tiny little lump. They took off her breast. They took off her lymph nodes. They were very, very radical in how they treated this. Now she's doing chemo. She wanted to go that direction. We are helping her with the sickness and the hair loss and all that. But she was so scared when she finally got cancer that her doctor scared her into this radical move. Now, that's scary when you get cancer and you think, I need somebody to trust. We want to help people predict this. So there's not this radical approach. We have several oncologists, cancer doctors, who's taken our course, and they said, we're killing people faster than if they didn't do anything, and they can't do it anymore. There is even a clinic now that if you have breast cancer in your family or you fear breast cancer, they will remove your breast just in case. You know, why don't they remove other parts just in case? Just in case you might have prostate cancer, let's remove those parts. See how that goes. I can't state it heartily enough. People need to be part of this network. Because what Brzezinski can do, and you can go there, and it's about, I think he said it was anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000 to be treated there. Why not be part of the Guardian Network and watch beforehand. And if you find something, go to a practitioner or go to a doctor or be tested. There are protein markers now, and we've been able to turn a lot of these around. Go to YouTube. There is a Dr. Shrucky there, and I'm going to see if I can find it and play it now, because it's a tremendous thing about cancer and about what we have been able to do with him. I didn't plan on playing it. I don't even know if I can play it. But it's about...
Well, while you're looking for that, I'll interject my thoughts about cancer. And part of the issue I really feel is that, not just cancer, but lots of illnesses, everybody's looking for, like, the thing. Here is the thing that causes this or that. And it's such a cumulative, our world has so many levels of toxicity and stuff. If it's not in the air, it's the water and the food, and it's such a pool, a giant pool of stuff that can create either an immunosuppressive situation or some other kind of, you know, this giant soup bowl of toxins that are available to jump into any part of our system at any time. So I think it's really important to keep our systems and our immune system strong and be aware of everything that's, you know, just be aware.
We also have a program called Immune Rise, which is all the genetic issues dealing with immune suppression. We have adrenal burnout. We have Eye Watcher. We have Heart Tracker. All of those programs are going to be shared with the people on the Guardian Network. I have this up. I don't know if I can get it heard or not. Let me see.
And she could stop blood flowing into her.
Okay, this is Pauline Ward, and she's going to talk about eyes, and then you'll hear Dr. Shrecky come on and talk about the cancer that we helped him with.
Blood flowing with her voice.
Well, I wasn't very interested. I just was a bit rude to him and just said, oh, really?
And 3 months later, she came back again because she'd started a training course. And I was still not interested, but I was bored, so I went along to hear this lady speak. And within the first 5 minutes of her lecture, she mentioned that she'd worked with heart and lungs and liver and macular degeneration, and she used all these common terms except for macular degeneration. Well, I went into shock because I'd just been told 2 weeks before I had it. I really knew I did have it because my optometrist told me, but I'd had it confirmed by a specialist, and he said, I suggest you pick up a hobby that doesn't require eyesight. And I dwelt with that for a few weeks and thought, I don't think I'm going to have to worry about that. So when this lady comes and mentions this very specific term, I thought, I've got to see her. So that was how I contacted Sherry. I did some training, then came out to the States to get the next bit of the training. And they worked on me, Sherry worked on me at one of the visits with macular degen, because while you can be diagnosed with it, it doesn't necessarily interfere with your eyesight for a while. It can take years for it to manifest in affecting your eyesight. And at that stage, I had about in our terms, a 20-cent coin size blank spot in my field of vision. So if I closed my good eye, there would be total whiteout for about that much on a page of writing. So she worked on me, trialed frequencies, and nothing happened, nothing happened, nothing happened. It was probably about the 10th sound or tone she was giving me. I suddenly saw lines of writing through that blank spot. I still couldn't read them, but I could see there were lines of writing. It was like, my God, there's lines of writing there now. Like within 10 seconds of hitting the right tone. And so her follow-up was to work on codons and genomes and decode them a couple of days later. And when she trialed those sounds on me, holes came in this blurry field where I could clearly see letters, perhaps three or four letters spanned. And it just gradually improved that I could read again, listening to those sounds. And the other wonderful thing was I got colour back because some of the proteins she was working with, there's different proteins to help you see different colours. And I didn't realise till months later when I was at home looking at some parrots in the bush. We've got very colourful birds. I suddenly could see the very bright red head on a rosella. And I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't been able to see a colour at distance like that for a long, long while. So that was a lovely insight to get as well. And I've had some other good, great things with myself, with a huge reaction to an antibiotic. I was covered in a rash coming out all over me. And I had to get help with it. It was too severe for me not to get an antihistamine, which I did. And then a friend said to me, well, did you try your sound? And I said, no, I didn't. She said, well, come on, I want to see what you do. Show me. So I took my voice print and had a look, and the very highest in the voice print, the most out of range spike, would be the equivalent of a thing called leukotriene D4. Now, they're the things in the body that cause inflammatory and allergic responses. And there it was, just totally showed up. And to work with that to bring it down, it was the frequency equivalent of an antihistamine. So I dialed it up and listened to it for 10 minutes, went to bed and the rash was 70% gone the next day. Listened to it twice more and it was totally gone. The doctor told me it could take weeks for that rash to fade, and it was still progressing through my body at the time I started listening to the tones. So that was a nice proof to me that the voice does reveal features that can be useful.
But Sherry's work on sound, I've been following that in the 90s. I didn't decide to finally come and visit her.
This is Dr. Shrucky.
Well, maybe the year 2000. But in 99, I had to watch some of her work with gout. My wife happens to suffer with gout, and I wanted to see if that would help her. So we came down here, and I had an encounter with Sherry, and she was much more than I expected. She had a very special gift in picking up people's problems without the aid of computers and all this other fancy technology that has evolved to sort of express what she innately can do. She has a condition called synesthesia. Many people probably are not familiar with the word. Synesthesia is a form of functioning where your senses are mixed in a normal person. Not she's not normal, she's super normal. But in a normal person, your sight and your hearing are separated. In synesthetics, the senses are blended together. So, for example, when she hears you talk, she sees colors and things of that sort. And that gave her a unique way of perceiving what was happening with her. One of her earliest encounters with her gift was she was visiting for her own problem at the doctor's office, and it was a man who was being treated for hypertension. And when she heard them talking, she started humming a sound that brought down the blood pressure. So the doctor was so impressed that he had this repeated, and that's little by little, that's how she went off and tried to make sense of her talent. And as you know, her claim, well, not only a claim, because I think at this point it's fairly validated, is that the human voice is a hologram of the human body. So according to her perception, the frequencies that are missing from your voice is what your body needs in order to reestablish the balance that a normal, healthy body should have. Health, in a sense, could be defined as when you're not aware of your body at all. When you start becoming aware of your body, any part of your body, it's your body telling you where the problem is. One of the things that impressed my wife when she came down with me, I had a condition since my young years. I had a type of shaking that's called intentional tremor. It's controlled by the cerebellum. I was a war baby, and during the war, my mother obviously didn't have access to the right foods, and so I had certain deficiencies of vitamins and so forth that led to this. But as a teenager, it was very embarrassing. But let's say I wanted to dance with the girl, and my hands would be shaking. I felt very calm inside, but the girl would say, "Well, what's wrong with you? How come your hands are shaking?" You know, and that of course would make me shake even more. And after a while, it sort of pushed me away from the whole idea of even dancing. Well, anyway, when I was in medical school, I remember when the professor used me as a guinea pig, trying to figure out what I had. At that time, Freudian concepts were very prevalent, so the students were projecting all sorts of Freudian BS. You know, he had this or that in his youth, blah, blah, blah. But it turned out that I had a severe vitamin B1 and B6 deficiency, and when I took these in high amounts, the tremor dissipated to a very significant degree. But I still had it. Well, anyway, when Sherry picked up my notes and started playing the sound, my tremor went away. You notice my head is shaking a little bit. I'm not usually aware of it, but once you become aware of it, you'll be noticing it. Well, anyway, that is one of the things that is sort of part of this. And when I would play the sound for 10, 15 minutes, all of that would go away. And in normal medicine, there is no treatment. You know, it's one of these things you learn to live with it. And there are many, many problems in medicine of a functional nature where, well, you're told, listen, this is not going to kill you. Just do the best you can. Or they'll give you pills. For example, another form of tremor, but this is not the type I have, but it's Parkinson's disease. There, they shake even when they're not trying to do something. Intentional tremor is when you stretch out your hand, and, you know, like if you put a piece of paper on my hand, you would see a tremor. Well, in Parkinson's, they're shaking at rest, you know. Well, conditions like this, you know, usually you end up taking all sorts of drugs. And each drug, no matter what doctor you talk to, there are no safe drugs. Each drug carries a whole gamut of side effects, and you never know what side effects you're going to get when you take a particular drug. With Sherry's approach, frequently if you uncover the frequencies that are missing and supply them to the body, it will correct them. I'm sure you probably have interviewed Bob, who you know, currently is a co-worker here with Sherry. He was involved in a severe accident on a motorcycle, and he was mangled, and they gave him very little hope to just being able to walk. And he used to be very active in sports. He was an excellent tennis player. Well, he's back to doing all that because the medical end of it, they reached the end of the rope. They thought he was lucky just to be able to move around, you know. And now he's a totally normal human being. There's a physician I met here a couple years ago. I don't remember his name now, but I'm sure you probably put him on film. He had MS. He went to the Mayo Clinic, went to top institutions in the United States. They reached the end of the rope, and, you know, he knew that from the orthodox medical perspective, he was doomed. It was just a question of when this end would come. And he's now a totally normal, functioning human being, you know. And I've seen with my own eyes some remarkable cases here. Personally, well, I've had my share of illnesses. I've been brushed with the other side already a couple of times. I've had open heart surgery and have diabetes. One of the things that Sherry helped me with, I was 2.5 years ago, I was discovered to have a very malignant form of cancer, which is a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In fact, that brought me as close to the other side as I ever want to be. Not that I'm afraid of going, but I'd like to hang around for a little while more. But anyway, when they excised the tumor, I chose not to follow the traditional approaches, because most of the cancer treatments, you end up rapidly departing, and they bring a whole series of other problems. Now, there are some types of cancer in which I'm not trying to knock down my own profession, but there is also a lot of stuff that is not, well, they just don't have the means of dealing with it adequately. Unfortunately, many of the treatments used in cancer kill the rest of your healthy body, and you maybe survive your cancer, but you die of complications. In fact, a friend of mine that I worked with had the same cancer as I had and chose to go the other way, no longer with us. But as you see, I'm still sitting here and still able to interact in a normal way. And
this is what we help people do and discover in the Guardian Network. I think any good strategist has an alternative plan. And there are people out there trying to get rid of aspartame and get rid of the S-510 food bill and get rid of Obamacare. We don't have the money to do all of that. We don't have the people. But we do have an alternative that we want to share. So that's where we're going with all of this. And what we just showed here is one of 10 different things that are about a same film that we made called Miracles of Non-Medicine. And we made it to sell it to the public to raise money. But people see this as Star Trek medicine, and they just don't believe it. It couldn't happen to me. You just listen to two people that said, yes, this can happen. Yes, it happened to me, and that's what it takes, a personal experience with it, so that you can understand this is available now. Star Trek medicine. We know that little tricorder that Dr. Crusher uses and heals a bone with frequency. We can't do it quite as quick as she can, but the idea is there, and we have been able to help people accelerate the healing of a bone, even in animals. We want to share that with you, the public. We want you to become involved in the Guardian Network. We want the information out there, and we want as many people involved as possible. Richard, I'm certainly happy that you're part of the Guardian Network and part of the show.
I can't imagine, you know, without it.
I don't know what else we can do to encourage people to be part of this. Go to Guardians of the People, Guardians with an S, ofthepeople.com. Read the mission statement. Sign the paper that says you're not an agent of the government trying to stop this. Fax it into us. We will get back to you immediately with a link. You can take the new course that's coming up, The Sex Factors, and who's not interested in that? And then we'll get serious again in March with the cancer tumor, and you can go back and pick up anything that you want. We'll help you get started. And if you want to do this for yourself, there's the tools. If you want to do it for others, there's the tools and even a way for you to make a living doing this. So please let us help you so that you can turn around and help us and help everybody else on the planet. I think this is one of the few times we're going to end on time.
Shocking.
Well, it's because I have a birthday party to go to, one of my grandbabies. So I promised him I'd be there. He even called me to make sure. Grandma, you're gonna quit your radio show so we can do this, right, Grandma? You are.
Mm-hmm. He knows what'll happen. So
that's
I put the link for the guardiansofthepeople.com in both of the chat, both on Blog Talk Radio and also at WebEx, for people that want to follow that link there.
Yes, please join us. It's going to be important for the universe. This is the medicine of the future. And please join us next week when we're going to talk about netballs, liars, and flakes. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks very much. Thank you, everybody.